Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Don't Fall Spiritually Asleep. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
My name is Ava, and I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, now in its 35th year on the air. Roland, I know that there are always new listeners. Do you have a special message for new listeners today?
A little boy was out in the yard pulling on a great big weed, and he was tugging really hard. And his dad came along and said, "Son, you need some help?" And the little boy said, "I sure do, because the whole world is pulling on the other side." Doesn't it seem that way sometimes? Well, you need a little help, and where's that help going to come from? It's going to come from God. You got to be willing to accept his help. And as long as you're prideful, as long as you're resentful, as long as you have a grudge against somebody, as long as you want to blame somebody else, as long as you don't want to admit you're wrong, then you block that help. But as soon as you become unblocked, you let go of your resentment, you stop blaming other people, you stop blaming yourself. Like the old expression goes, you let go and let God, and he answers. And his answer's been there all along. You just didn't see it. You weren't ready to receive it. All right. So God allows U-turns. That's my message today. I saw it. It was a bumper sticker. I really liked it. It said, God allows U-turns. All right. So you messed up. Everybody's messed up. So you messed up. Never mind that. Today is the day. Maybe you can get started. I've had people listening to me for years and years and years, and they keep listening because they know there's something good there, but somehow they don't quite get it. They're not quite ready. And then all of a sudden, they get it and they're on their way. That's what I want to say to new listeners today.
I know you're always excited to have new listeners. And I also think it's really great that more people will benefit from your special program. Thanks, Roland.
Yeah, it really is a special program. Not because I'm special. I'm not special at all. I'm just a regular person. But what's special about it is that I strive to help a person. Let me put it another way. I strive to make you aware that what you're doing is either good or not so good. But whether what you're doing is sort of good or not so good, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you make the connection with God. And anything that blocks you from a connection to God is not good. But there are a lot of things that block you. Words themselves can block you. For example, people can use words in a shallow way. So shallow, as a matter of fact, you go all around and the word things people say are either shallow or they're trivial. They talk about important things, but they don't really mean what they say, or they don't really understand what they're saying. Or it's somehow, there's something wrong about their even talking about it. And then the other thing is that people talk about trivial things. And so the words themselves then can block you from the real truth. Why? Because you react to their words. You respond to their words, maybe you believe their words, and then you find out you're being fooled or you're being lied to, or the words are shallow and they never lead you anywhere, and then you despair and you think there is no truth, there is nothing beyond, or you resent the person. You resent them for their hypocrisy or for misleading you, and so on. And so those block you from real meaning, real truth. Eventually, ultimately, they block you from God. And the other thing that blocks you from God is hating your father. How many people resent their father? Yeah, maybe he was resentable. Maybe he was not such a bad guy. Maybe he was a decent guy. He was doing the best he could, but he just never found the key himself. He never became the Moses, the David, the Paul. See, he never did. The George Washington, he didn't. He wanted to, maybe, but he just couldn't. And things were blocking him. see. He went out in the world and there was injustice, and it made him angry, and his anger blocked him. How many of you have dads whose anger blocked them? You wanted to get close to your dad, you wanted to communicate with him, but he was angry, and it blocked him, all right? Then a lot of dads have been off to the war. How many wars have there been? Endless series of wars, and they go to war, and guess what? They're traumatized. In the war, they see things that no one should ever have to see, and they're not ready for it. Who is ready for it? Who is? And they came back, and they never were the same again. They were all bottled up. All right, so those things block you from God. And then the other thing that blocks you from God is, first of all, you think that you need someone to, how can I say this? You think you need somebody to lead you to God, but you don't. What you need is simply to wake up and find him without a middleman. You don't need a middleman. There's only one middleman. There's only one, and that was Christ. And he said, don't call anyone a teacher. He said, you're all brothers. He said that, Matthew 23. Go look at it yourself. We're all brothers. So, yeah, somebody can say something that might wake you up a little bit. Or, yeah, they can talk about things that you have always yearned to hear. You love to hear about Jesus and about God and about these good things. There's so much filth and so many lies and so much cruelty and bad in the world. It's nice to hear talk about good things. Okay, I understand that. But just hearing the talk is not enough. You have to make contact with God. So never mind the experts, all the authorities, never mind all of them. Don't resent them. Don't resent them. Just temporarily just forget about them. And instead, focus on the little things that you might be doing that block you from God.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
Focus on the little things that you might be doing that block you from God and Jesus, okay? So all these other things are distractions and also potential temptations. If somebody comes to you, no matter how well-meaning they are, and they start talking to you about God, but if you can see they don't really understand what they're talking about, or you can see that they have an agenda, they want to win points, they want to get a gold star for converting you or bringing you in. You see that, don't resent them, but just realize that they haven't found it. So Jesus said, go into your room and close the door, pray quietly to your Father. So how do you get close to God? Well, first of all, you have to want to. And then secondly, you have to put all these things out there, make them distant. Don't let them upset you and anger you. And see, they want to pull you in too, don't they? They have all these different arguments and all these clever things, and they ask you questions. And see, it's all planned. They want to draw you out. They always have some agenda. See, and some of us, we have a really good eye for deception. All right. We spot it. And what do? It tempts us to judge them and to resent them. So just see you have this weakness that you want to judge and resent other people. So for a while, you're better off just just putting all that stuff aside and focus on the little thing. All right, so that's what I do. I bring you back to the little thing. So number one, watch out for resentment. That blocks you from God. Number two, forgive your father. Don't resent him. Don't judge him. Just see that he was lost. He never found it. The world was too much for him. Your mom was too much for him. She needed something too, didn't she? She needed love from him, but he didn't have it. He didn't have it for her. He didn't have it for himself. Something blocked him. So you got to become unblocked. And you can do it. Let go of the resentment. All right. Don't resent other people. Number two, just put away any images of yourself that you have. See, people say, oh, he's a criminal. She's a slut. He's a phony. She's witchy. He's a drug addict. See, he's got these different issues. People are always labeling you. All right, let them label you. But just realize that you're a potential child of God. See, it says in the Bible something very beautiful. Christ said it. He said, God is not a respecter of persons. So that means that just because somebody wears a nice suit or, you know, has a lot of money or drives a nice car, or just because they have a lot of money or because they have a high position in the kingdom of heaven doesn't mean anything at all. And yet, just because a person happens to be down and out, has been taking drugs, has been, you know, promiscuous, all that stuff, all right, it's all, everybody's messed up one way or the other. But it's your soul that's important. And salvation can begin for you right now. All right, never mind the past. It can begin right now. You hear the words and they awaken you to want to find the Father you've never known. They awaken you to yearn, and they awaken you to search. And all the stuff in the past, never mind. And it'll keep coming back to mind. See, everything from your past will rise up to torment you. Oh, you did this, you did that. You did this, you did that. Your father was this, your brother was that. You failed to do this, you shouldn't have done that. It'll rise to torment you. Just keep it distant. Focus on the now, right now. Right this moment, you can take your first little step. You've already taken it. You've already taken it toward God. Confucius said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So you're taking a step in a new direction. And the past will rise up, and oh, you did this and you did that, and just push it aside. Yeah, I'm not saying to bury it under the carpet. I'm saying, okay, there it is, but don't react to it. Don't respond to it. See, because it wants to make you despair. It wants to pull you back down, doesn't it? It doesn't want you to become free. It doesn't want you to find God. It doesn't want you to be happy. And now you can have compassion on your mom and dad. Remember when they were younger? He was a pretty cool guy, and your mom was a nice lady. But something blocked them, and they ended up fighting with each other, and they never found it. So don't let that happen to you. You could begin by forgiving them, letting your grudge go. Forgive other people. Nobody's found it. But you can find it if you can put all that other stuff aside and begin your search. And don't look to the world for answers. They don't have answers. And even if what they say is right, it wouldn't do you any good because you have to see it for yourself. God wants you to see it for yourself. And how do you see it for yourself? In his light of truth. The light shines and you see. Oh my God, You see the truth in his light. You see the connection he wants you to see in his light and realize in his light and be sorry in his light and then wipe the tears from your eyes and be forgiven in his light and move forward with joy and a new zest for life in his light. See? So I'm going to stop with that. That's enough right there. And if you need help, we have a meditation. It's a very simple little thing. It'll help you to continue doing what I'm talking about now. Begin your little steps toward God.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books on the beauty of the spiritual walk and about healing relationships? So, if you like Roland's radio show, then you will definitely want to check out his informative books, one of which is sure to help you with your spiritual walk and loving relationships.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today I'm stopping by to talk about life. And one thing I can say for sure is that there is a mystery to life. There's a mystery to it. And you all know that, especially those of you who are a little bit older. You know that life takes its turns from one direction to another. And where you end up is usually totally different than where you had thought you would. And yet at the same time, all along the way, there's a thread. Maybe when you were a little kid, you liked working with things with your hands. And then when you were a little older, all of a sudden there was some Boy Scout project Boy Scout project that you worked on, and somehow it was meaningful. And then time went by, and before you know it, you ended up in a job that is related to what you were doing when you were a little child. So there is a thread woven through the fabric of your life, and your career developed, your interests developed from what began as a hobby when you were a child or something that was just of interest to you for some reason. You don't even know why. And other times, serendipity, you just happen to fall into something. You're not having any work to do, and you just apply here and there, and suddenly you end up doing something. It's like totally different than you ever would have dreamed of. And you thought, well, this is just a way to make a little bit of money. But then time went by, and before long, it worked out somehow. And other times, things didn't seem to work out at all. It felt totally wrong, but you were there for some reason. Maybe you were going to meet the person that you were going to get married to there, for example. Or who knows? Or sometimes it's just a timing thing. The timing is not right for what's really going to happen, so this is a temporary space holder. And you stay there for a while, and it makes it so that the timing is right for the next thing. You see what I mean? So who knows? There's a mystery to life. It's so mysterious. And yet, like I said, along the way, there are threads that flow through it all, and there are clues. See? So it's like there's a mighty hand that's shaping things. Now, it is thus important. Look, but then there's also other things that come along and mess everything up. And the mighty hand can deal with that also. Something messed up. God knows how. What does it say in the Bible? It says that all things work for good for those who love the Lord. So, yeah, even things that are messed up can somehow turn out good when God is involved. He can make something good. He can take a dung heap, and from it can come beautiful flowers blossoming. You see what I mean? So, you really don't know. So, what can you do? Well, here's what you can do. First of all, you can do as much as you can, do what you can. In other words, if you can help somebody, help them. If you can't, don't worry about it. If you can do your job properly, then do your job properly. If you can't for some reason, then you can't. But you make an effort to do it right. See, if you can go through the world and not hate people and not resent people and not get angry at people too much. Yeah, when you're young, you will get angry sometimes, but not too much. And just keep the resentment out of it. What does the Bible say? It says, be angry, but sin not. Do you understand? Once in a while, there's some kind of an injustice. There's some kind of an outrage. What did the bumper sticker say? It said, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Yeah, well, there are things to be outraged about. So yeah, maybe you do feel a natural anger, but just don't add resentment and judgment and hatred to it. You see what I mean? Just keep it a little bit of anger, manage that anger, and do what's right, and you'll be okay.
Have you ever wondered why you're so restless, nervous, and uneasy? You have to find your ground of being. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Augustine said it so beautifully. Our hearts are restless until we find rest in you. We try to find relaxation by drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, or getting massages. How do you find rest in God? You've heard about Jesus. He said, "Find rest in me." Instead of placating guilt, why don't you find your Creator? Let Him lead you out of your selfishness. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So you do like a Boy Scout. You're honest, fair, brave, and kind. That's it. You go through life. You're honest, fair, brave, and kind. And you do what you can. And sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes things happen at lightning speed. You meet somebody, and within a short amount of time, you're married. Who would have thought? One person said, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? All right. Other times, nothing seems to be happening, and time goes by. And time goes by and nothing seems to be happening. Don't despair. Be persistent. See, do what you can and don't despair. And other times you have something that you're moving toward and it seems right somehow for you, and other people will doubt it and discount it and try to change your mind and interfere and everything. But just remember that everybody has their own totem pole. We all have our life, our own life, and you live your life, and other people can't live it for you. And the way things develop for you is the way they do. And other people have their life, and their life develops. And there's not much you can do. So we're all in kind of our own little space. Yeah, we come together, we cooperate, we help each other, we interact, we do business together. See? But basically, you have your own life and they have their own life. And so what do you got to watch out for? Watch out for resentment. Watch out for impatience. Yeah, you can feel a little bit of impatience when nothing's happening, all right, but just watch it. Watch it. In due time, things will develop and happen according to God's plan. All right. So, the other thing you can do is stay close to your intuition. Stay close to what you know in your heart. It will be a guide for you. It will be, what's the word I want to use? It will be your lodestar. Stay close to your intuition, to what you know in your heart. Go with your gut. See, move intuitively, and things will develop properly. So, you stay close to what you know in your heart. You're honest, fair, brave, and kind. You're fair with other people, and you don't hate them, and you don't resent them. And you overlook little things. If they make a little mistake, they don't say good morning to you, or they say something mean, maybe, just overlook it. Let it pass. Don't make it important. In other words, make it unimportant. Go about your business, you see? And like that. Work at what is meaningful to you. Move toward opportunities that arise, not ones you have planned and schemed or arrived at ambitiously, but when doors open, often when you least expect it, and intuitively it feels right for you. Walk humbly, be quick to listen, slow to speech, and slow to anger. That's what James said. Wait, watch, don't jump to conclusions. Be circumspect. Move calmly. Be industrious, but not ambitious. The good Lord has something in mind for you, and it'll unfold all in due time. Until then, do what you can, but behave yourself. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.